This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. How did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another Session Insanity. Right here on the real side. I always appreciate the time you guys spend with us. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, I really do appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Okay. Right, listen, head up. You guys know the drill. If you're new to the show, head up to the website, therealside.com. All the information on the show is up there. Anything you want to know about the show is up there. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me. Give me your email address, and you know, we send out an email once a week, let you know what's going on, and that way you'll have a clue, you'll have an idea what's happening, kind of, sort of. All right, you know, again, I love doing these double standard stories, and when you think about it, give some real serious thought. What if Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was a conservative? What do you think the left and the news sources would be doing? You think of some of the comments that Cortez has made. Think of some of the comments that Uncle Joe Biden has made. I mean, I go down the whole list. But Cortez is really out there. Can you imagine what they would do to us? They would be talking about how uninformed she is on a daily basis, wouldn't they? She'd be facing trick questions from reporters designed to expose her lack of knowledge, right? They try to hook you. They try to catch you, like they try to do to President Trump all the time. What about Saturday Night Live? Do you think they'd let her go? Now, I will say that CNN has hooked her a couple of times and called her out on some of the things that she said. Now, I'm not giving them credit for it. At some point in time, the bucket starts to overflow. You got to do something about it, right? They'd be making all kinds of jokes at her expense. You know that. And it's not that there's a lack of material, right? For example, Cortez declared that the world's going to end in 12 years this week. Remember that? I don't know how she got 12. Anybody know how she got 12 years?
Don't worry, I'm sure it was science.
Producer Tammy says, well, that's settled science. If we don't address climate change, we're done in 12 years, she said. She said that $21 trillion in Pentagon accounting errors could pay for most of her massive $32 trillion medical plan for all. Come on, let that sink in. As if there was $21 trillion in unspent tax dollars sitting around in a Pentagon vault somewhere. Right? Or sitting in the drawers of the guys hanging out in the offices. She opined that just last year we gave the military $700 billion budget increase, which they didn't even ask for. Unaware, apparently, that the entire Pentagon budget is $716 billion. So they didn't ask for the $700. Apparently, they only asked for $16 billion, and we had $700 billion hanging out, not knowing what to do with them, gave it to them. She also claimed that Immigration and Customs Enforcement is required to fill 34,000 beds with detainees every single night. And that number has only been increased by since 2009. ICE is required only to have that number of beds available, and that number has remained flat. She has declared that unemployment is low because everyone has two jobs. God. Right? I mean, think about it. So everybody has two jobs, and that's why unemployment is low. So if everybody has two jobs, how is everybody working? Is there that many jobs in the country? Didn't we just have the opposite problem a while back? She declared that unemployment is low because everyone has two jobs, which is flatly untrue. Now, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, there are only 6 to 7 million Americans with two jobs. And 148 million Americans have one job. This is now the Bureau of Labor Statistics, not according to the real side. Now, I'm not so sure I buy the 6 to 7 million Americans with two jobs. I think there's a lot more than that. Right? I mean, just think about something. Well, maybe, you know, in your day, would you have three jobs going through college? So, well, I wonder how many college kids really have that many jobs today, or are they riding on government grants? Right? The examples of ignorance were grotesque. I mean, you could fill buckets of matter of fact, if you wrote them down, they probably would stack higher than the Unaffordable Care Act does. And at this point, they're flat out dishonest. She's got to know these things are stupid. She told Colbert that she's not been able to open a district office yet to handle constituent casework because of the federal government shutdown. There's a lot of things we can't do as freshman members, she said. We can't properly set up our district staff offices. We can't get laptops delivered. We can't start doing the work that we were elected to do. It takes the green stuff, and those workers are furloughed. Well, that's wrong. Last September, Congress passed the 2019 Legislative Branch Appropriations Bill, which funds congressional salaries and offices for the coming year. So they took care of themselves when they saw this coming. This is like, you know, I've had this complaint about local races when you're in a small town, small city. And I can only relate to the school board stuff because that's the stuff that makes me crazy when people decide they want to run and they have absolutely no information on it. And I love people who bang the table and say, we have to lower the class sizes. We have to get more money into the classroom. Well, Mrs. Smith or Cortez, how much money does go to the classroom? I don't know, but I know we need more. Okay. Where do you get the, do you know what the budget is? No, I haven't checked out the budget for the school district, but I know we need more money. Well, how do you get money in the classroom? Well, you don't know what we get. You don't know how much we spend. And this is the mindset of good governance on the left. It's nuts. I'm Joe Massini, your host. This is The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after this.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
It's, come on, somebody out there knows this, right? It's, God, I'll remember his name, right? Anyway, you listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. All right. Somebody just gave me a picture of something really disgusting, okay? Stop doing it or I'm going to block you. What's with these automatic pizza machines? I mean, seriously, what self-respecting human being would eat a pizza out of a machine. Oh, you'd have hungry. You'd have to be brain dead. I mean, anyhow, because you think about it. You know, they have thawed so much dough a day, or do they fill the machine up every day, or does the stuff sit there and then they? Oh, that would be disgusting. I know. I haven't tasted one, so yes, I'm jumping to conclusions. But really, I'm hesitant to even eat pizza from those chain places. There's one I kind of like, but I'm not putting it out there. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always, 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 always a pleasure to have you with me. I'm going to do this. I haven't finished the other one, but you know how I end up going all over the place, right? I was, these DNA tests that they're sending, do we hear any DNA commercials? Hopefully I want 23andMe commercials on the show. I'm not teeing anybody off. Okay, good. So there's an article that recently came out that those DNA tests that you took are mostly bullpuckies. Now, I would have kind of laughed at it because they're going, you know what, whatever. I mean, DNA is DNA, and I'm sure they pull it off, and I'm sure they do it and all that. But then I saw this article, was last night, the night before. And it was about these triplets. And they were saying about the triplets, right, that they started to get popular. Things started happening in their lives, and they ended up on some show, and they did a DNA test. You know, are you Eastern European? Are you, whatever, right? And I don't have the article up. So I'm doing this from memory because I thought it was quite interesting. Three identical twins. All of them born.
It can't be three twins, right?
Triplets. Okay. Not all. Well, three twins would be six, right?
Right.
Anyway, thank you for correcting me. So a set of triplets. Sorry. Oh, and the other goofy thing about the story was mom was having a real hard time telling them apart. I told you about this, right? She had dots tattooed on their butt. Little dots on their butts when they were small. One dot, two dots, and three dots. So she would know. If one of them, at first I thought, that's terrible. That's disgusting. How could you do that? But she did it in case one was sick or two were sick or there was something that one was doing. She'd remember which one it was. Otherwise, that had to be a nightmare. They looked exactly alike. So anyway, they went and they had these DNA tests done. And I couldn't figure out why they did it. But they were trying to figure out, were they Scandinavian? Were they this? Were they that? Or what have you. And they found that all three girls, ready for this one? All three girls were like 78% Finnish. Right? And that there was a mix of the rest in each one of them. And they didn't share the same numbers. So if they were, I don't know, I'm throwing out numbers here, two of them might have been 11% Swede, and one of them was only 1% Swede, right? I mean, it just was all over the place with the balance. So I guess you could say it was, 80% correct, and the rest was kind of everywhere. I can't imagine three identical triplets and not having very close to the identical DNA. I wish they had taken the test one or two more times. So that you could see maybe it was an error, maybe you got mixed up with something else or what have you. So, yes. So, according to that article, DNA tests are kind of taking to the cleaners. Maybe they are, maybe they aren't. I don't know. Maybe you're happy with the response you got on them. So be it. Anyway, we're talking about Cortez. What took me down that street was that stupid pizza machine. God bless. Well, with the pizza machine, and then I started thinking about those three triplets. I can't imagine them, I don't know. It's Friday. You're lucky I can still talk. Oh, yeah, we're going back. That's what it is. Cortez is frying my brain. Trying to keep from laughing too hard. Anyway, think about it. Let's get back to, you think about the numbers that she throws out, the things that she says, and nobody calls her on the carpet. Well, nobody from the left anyway calls her on the carpet. I hadn't. Up until recently. Now, even, PolitiFact gave her an unemployment claim, a pants on fire rating. Right? She's rapidly accumulating a large number of Pinocchios. So much so that she claims to be the victim of false equivalency. Right? You can't possibly see, this is where they don't take responsibility. That group does not take responsibility. And I'm not talking about her ethnicity. That age group, that group of people, they don't take responsibility for anything they do wrong. Right? So I don't know what false equivalency and bias means. She told CBS's 60 Minutes that being morally right is more important than being precisely factual. So if it appeals to your moral values, so then why do they hold us, you know, when we say from a moral standpoint, marriage is between a man and a woman, from a moral standpoint, abortion is wrong? Shouldn't we be morally right? Shouldn't we step out on that more than being factually correct? So when you're proposing the largest increase in government spending in human history, don't you think you should be factually correct? I mean, Vox recently added up the cost of all her proposals. I'm sure she hasn't done this. I'm sure she hasn't even added the cost of any one of her proposals. From Medicare for all to free college, guaranteed jobs, the Green New Deal, by the way, that's what she wants. It is guaranteed jobs for every human being. Now, if you think about that, they do that in socialist countries. So who's gonna be the elevator guy that sits in the elevator and pushes the buttons to go to the floors? Wouldn't that be an exciting job? Well, when they added all these together, what they came up with, the price tag was $42 trillion. More than twice the current national debt. Okay? And you can't pay for that through Pentagon accounting errors. It doesn't work. The money still isn't there. I mean, think about this. She's a bartender in a Mexican restaurant a year ago. She somehow unseats a 10-term member of Congress. She's elected to the House of Representatives. And she's going to make life decisions for you, your kids, and your grandkids. Thank you, New York. The state that gave us de Blasio and Cuomo. God bless. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
The House and Senate both approved a measure Friday to temporarily reopen the federal government with a short-term spending bill that does not include President Trump's requested $5.7 billion for a border wall.
If we make a fair deal, the American people will be proud of their government for proving that we can put country before party.
The measure, a three-week stopgap spending bill, would reopen shuttered parts of the government through February 15th. Roger Stone, a longtime political advisor to President Trump, says his arrest Friday and the charges filed against him do not accuse him of participating in any conspiracy with Russia.
The charges relate in no way to Russian collusion, WikiLeaks collaboration.
Stone was arrested after a federal grand jury accused him of lying to Congress to cover up his efforts to obtain and share with Trump campaign officials plans by WikiLeaks to publish emails Russian hackers stole from Democrats in 2016. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Well, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate all the time that you spent with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I appreciate you being part of the conversation, involved, engaged. All right? I mean, it's really that simple for me. Just get engaged, get involved. I got this sick news during the break. There's a local fast food joint. Well, maybe it's not sick news. There's a local fast food joint that's adding fried Oreos to its menu. Fried Oreo. Why would you want fried Oreos?
Where's that?
Why?
Look at them.
I'm hiding it.
That.
What?
We should try that.
What do you mean we? You tried it. That looks disgusting.
I'll try that.
It looks like deep fried fish went wrong. I don't know. Anyway, I brought that up because I don't know. Maybe some of you do that. I would never do that. Anyhow, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with us. I appreciate your time with us. All right, so I always say this about our young people, and I'm not trying to be mean or dismissive or anything along those lines. But we want to trust them with so much. I love some of the people that tell me you should give young people a chance. You should give them more responsibility. And I don't disagree with that, but you got to do it within reason. You got to make sure that they're informed and they have a clue. And these days, because they so much listen to the professors who are hardcore left, why would I just set them off or send them off into the wonderful free liberal world of these United States, where they don't even pay attention to what's going on around them? Take a listen. Maybe. You know what's going to happen, right? There you go.
What's your thought on who's to blame for the shutdown?
The president.
I think specifically Trump. Since this has been the longest government shutdown, he is mainly responsible.
Personally.
So it's about length, right? So if it's the longest one, it's Trump. If it's the shortest one, it'd be Trump.
Hey, Trump.
I would definitely say
Trump?
I would say mostly on Trump.
Maybe get the government working again. Like, that would be good.
I'm going to say Trump is to blame.
Okay.
Yeah, Trump is probably to blame.
If President Trump were to make some of the concessions that Democrats have been asking for, like protection for DACA Dreamers, $800 million for humanitarian aid, extra funding for judges to get some of the immigration cases moving, if he were to offer those three things, do you think the Democrats should consider compromising on their end?
Yes, they should.
What do you think?
Yeah, I would agree. I think that they should compromise.
I think that would be a good start.
They should allow some funding for the wall for now if Trump were to agree to some of the...
Well, okay, I take back what I said. Maybe I'm wrong here. They seem to have the right idea, but let's see what happens next.
Their terms as well.
Getting the government working and getting those protections for, like, Dreamers, that's obviously super important. And if, like, conceding, like, a small portion of that, of something that's probably not going to be done, it's, like, kind of a bittersweet kind of...
Did you know President Trump actually has offered that already?
Really?
No, I didn't know.
Were you surprised by that?
Yeah. Like, yeah.
And what are your thoughts on that?
I don't know.
They're so... Now, here's the fun thing about this. And you guys, anybody who's been listening to the show for any length of time, I've always said the same thing about these kind of interviews. They are so sure on the front end. Listen to how they were talking, how they were answering questions, how they were dealing with questions. Yes, he should. Yeah, he needs to do this. He needs to... Right? But when it came down to it, and they found out that they were wrong and they sounded like idiots, all they could do is giggle. Because they can't say, wow, I'm sorry, I didn't know. I wish I had more information. Where are the Dems on this? Why aren't my people moving forward on this?
So are you surprised by him offering those compromises?
I would say yeah. I would say it is pretty surprising.
Okay, that's awesome then. You know, I'm obviously behind a little. Last time I checked, it just said 31-day shutdown.
I'm as surprised, pleasantly surprised that he's offered those things, for sure.
Do you think the Democrats should have taken the compromise President Trump offered?
I do. I do think so.
The compromise isn't worth it to them, I guess.
Would you say Pelosi should consider compromising on that or hold the line? What do you think?
I think anything that gets things going again.
Yeah. It was the wrong move for her to turn it down.
What would be your message to Nancy Pelosi?
You know, again... At least they had a turn. They had a change of mind. This is the way it should go. But I love this stuff. And the reason I love it so much, and you see them on campus, you know that this is what their college professors are telling them. You know this is what their professors are telling them, are right or wrong, or what the Republicans stand for, what conservatives stand for. It's always been negative. All the way back to the 70s, when I remember some of the teachers that I had in high school. And it's not that now that I think about it, when I think back about some of the things that they said, they were extremely liberal teachers. Sounded good then. Especially for a guy like me who loved getting stuff for free back then.
See, in response to shooting down that offer.
Compromise, compromise, compromise.
Just get the Democrats to, you know, budge. And that's basically all. There's not much.
I'm learning a lot. That's what I can say for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, she's learning stuff that she ain't going to learn in school.
I don't know, maybe on her end, maybe she should have a more open mind.
Get the government working again.
Take the compromise.
Yeah.
Is the Democrats not giving in to the Republicans?
So think about that. Oh, see, that guy's brilliant. I love that guy. I wish I could get him to come on the show. You know, here he is, a student who obviously leans left by what he said at the beginning. And now he's okay with the compromise. He's okay with working things through. Thinks that's exactly what they should do.
Correct.
So they don't want to fund the wall at all. Correct. That's why the shutdown is currently happening.
I'm Kevin Phillips with
See, when you think about this, these kids are constantly bombarded on college campuses that the Republicans are wrong. Trump is Hitler. Conservatives stink. They're bad people. And how do you get the message out? How do we encourage our young people to go out on campus, to stand your ground, speak to people what you know to be truth? I think they're afraid to do it because they don't want all the aggravation. They don't want all the backlash. I guess I don't blame them. I don't like the backlash either. I don't like all the nasties that I get when we stand for certain things. But it's part of the game. If we don't keep calling these people out, if we don't keep, you know, sticking to our guns, I don't even know what you want to call it. And we don't teach our grandchildren, grandsons, sons, daughters, to stand up for what they believe in, no matter what the I don't want to say no matter what the outcome, but you have to be willing to give some pain or to put up with some pain to get things accomplished. We've done it over the years. Everybody's done it over the years. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, let your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones know about what's going on in the show, about what the show is all about. You know, you want to get involved in the conversation, you want to have a different point of view, not a bad place to come. And, you know, don't be afraid to talk to people about what's going on in the news today. Don't be afraid to talk to people about your... Now, again, don't get in their face, because I know some of you do it. I see what you write, what you're sending out, what you're posting. Don't get in their face. Doesn't help anybody. Doesn't help me. Doesn't help me get the point across. Well, it sure as heck is not going to help you get the point across. We've got an election coming up here shortly, and I do mean shortly. You know, you realize that in most states across the country, this June coming up, you'll know who's running, rerunning for Congress, who's raising money, who's not raising money. You saw six, so for you Republicans, you need to know this, you lost six senators, Republican senators who decided they were going to vote alongside the Democrats. No money for the wall, just get government open, because they felt for those people. I get it, I feel for those people too. But when do you stand up for what you believe in? When are you willing to take the pain, the heat, the whatever, to stand up, step out for what you believe in? Man, not everything's going to be easy. Nothing you do, whether you're losing weight or training for a decathlon or something along those lines, it's a lot of work. It's 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I'm believing and hoping that Trump won't get tagged with the Read My Lips line. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly. You could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
He was a famous trumpet man from our Chicago way. He had a boogie.
We are back. I'm Joe Machine, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation, truly just being part of the process. You know what I mean? I really do appreciate it. You know, when you send questions, when you send me emails, you can send an email to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And, you know, I'll do the best I can to answer you. I can't always answer you. But I do my best to do it. You know, over the next 3 weeks, you're going to see all kinds of things happening with the government, the arguments, the left side. Now, I mean, again, the left side now feels somewhat emboldened, right, when it comes to pushing Trump around, pushing around the American people. That's what they're doing. They're pushing around the American people, any way you look at it. Remember, Trump was voted. He was made president to take care of the things he said on his campaign trail. I don't understand why, when I look at Democrats, and they'll tell me something that Trump did, right? Can you believe that Trump wants to build that wall? Well, yeah, I can because he said it on a campaign trail. And people were excited about the fact that he's going to secure the country, that he's going to try to make us safe. There's a novel idea, isn't it? And they just don't know what to do with that, because how many did? Look, moving to Jerusalem, moving the Israeli embassy to Jerusalem, or our embassy to Jerusalem, the capital of Israel. Every president before him said they were going to do it, but nobody actually did it. Was that the expectation? Did all those presidents before him actually set an expectation at this point? Is that what they did? I don't know. I'm asking. So we don't expect. I mean, maybe it's a sad commentary on our current elected officials. Nobody said any, I mean, they all run on a platform. They all run on things they say they're going to do. But do any of them actually ever do them? And maybe that's what our expectation is now. So we know, oh, yeah, a nice guy, like what he has to say, don't think he's going to do, he or she, is going to do any of it, right? I'm sorry, but maybe that is where we're at. Ah. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. You know, I continually talk about the double standards that the FBI and others have when it comes to what they'll investigate, how they investigate it, how much effort they put behind it. But Sarah Sanders summed it up today. Did a great job with it. Following the FBI's raid on President Trump's associate Roger Stone, on matters related to the Mueller investigation, the White House press secretary, Sarah Sanders, openly blasted the agency's double standard for seemingly to always raid members of Trump's team while ignoring the other high-profile figures like Mrs. Billy Bob Clinton. In an early morning interview with CNN, Sanders wondered why the FBI will not apply the same standards to other people in the 2016 election that lied to the agency. She's right. She's 100% right. Stone was indicted by a grand jury for allegedly lying to Congress, witness tampering, and obstruction of a government investigation. Here's the fun thing about this. Now, you've all heard this a million times. The grand jury, they can indict a ham sandwich. And the reason behind it is there's nobody there to put up a defense. There's no defense allowed. They have, technically, it's a jury of 24, not 12, of your peers. They hear all the evidence from one side. And they simply decide whether an indictment can be put out there so the person can be taken to trial, taken in front of a judge, based on what they've seen. So it's simple. If there's nobody there to rebut anything, it's a simple yes. So Sarah Sanders said, let's let the court make the decision. But she said, the bigger question is this a standard? Is it the same standard that applies to everybody? Did it apply to James Clapper, who lied to Congress, openly admitted lying to Congress, right? Lied to Comey, lied to Congress, and Clinton as well? Will we see those people's homes raided in the early morning? Their attorneys, their CPAs raided? Probably not. Because all of them made false statements, every one of them. Will that standard apply? No, it won't. Not in the least. In the same interview with CNN on Friday, Sanders emphasized that Roger Stone's arrest has nothing to do with the president. She went on to say this has nothing to do with the president and certainly nothing to do with the White House. This is something that has to do solely with the individual. The indictment on Thursday against Stone said that he contacted Trump campaign officials about the release of Democratic emails stolen by Russia and published by WikiLeaks. When asked if President Trump directed Stone to say this, Sanders didn't give a direct answer. He said, I haven't read the documents, she said. I'm not an attorney. I'm not going to be able to get in the weeds over specifics. She shouldn't. She should stay away from it. It's not official government business, so to speak. Reporters asked her later on if Trump's support for Stone motivated him to commit a crime. She said, you know, that's probably one of the more ridiculous and insulting questions to accuse the president of the United States of asking someone to break the law. And frankly, it's just as insulting, and it's not true. They would have never said this with Billy Bob. They would have never said this about Obama. How many times did you see, and you know he was lying, but how many times did you see Obama in an interview with somebody or at the press, you know, at some time of press situation, when he said, when somebody asked him, so when you said, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor, if you like your plan, you can keep your plan, what did you mean by that? They never asked him that. Right? Did you not know at the time that you weren't going to be able to? They never asked him those questions. There was a few times that I saw when we were doing the show back then and we were pulling this stuff up. There was a few times when I saw the, you know, somebody would say to him, do you regret that, you know, the way the Affordable Care Act was put out, that you had, there was some misinformation there. There were some unknowns. You know, and he would start his normal, no. What I meant was, he started that whole thing. And he said, you know, and several times he said, I never said that those were absolutes. And the sad part about it is, even though you could pull up 20, 30, 50 of his speeches out there saying, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. If you like your plan, you can keep your plan. Even though he said he never said it. He said all of those things. But he denied saying them. And then finally changed his verbiage like Nancy Pelosi did. I said, if you like your doctor and he falls within our plan. If you like your plan and it falls within our guidelines, you can keep him. Well, heck, if I like my plan, wouldn't it mean it falls within my guidelines? Isn't that what it's about? Aren't you supposed to be giving me an Affordable Care Act for me that services me and my family? I forgot about that one. According to the Washington Examiner, Representative Mark Meadows, a Republican out of North Carolina, recently said a growing body of evidence shows that James Comey lied to Congress, especially when he said the FBI and the Justice Department were not coordinating on the investigation into Hillary Clinton's use of private email servers. Not only was that a false statement, but we know that over and over and over again now that we have emails that would suggest that the testimony was false, and at best, it misled the American public. At the far end, at the worst end, it was lying to Congress. And here we are today with these emails, with the text messages, that even the no coordination message that Director Comey put out on the infamous day in July was actually suggested by the Department of Justice. But they weren't working together. How could that be? There's even another email from the Department of Justice that would indicate on how to articulate and exonerate Hillary Clinton. But they weren't working together. This stuff, you can't make this stuff up. You can't write this stuff and make it up. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Get involved. Listen, do me a favor. If you like the show, let your friends know about it. If you like the show and you're listening on Facebook or somewhere like that, let your friends know about it. And head over to the website, therealside.com. Make sure I have your email address so I can send out an email and let you know who's coming up on the show, some of the things we have available for you. You know, we've got some new websites and links that will help you listen, watch, see the show, no matter where you are or what you're doing. These are websites or website links I didn't even know we had until the other day. That's how long they've been up, and I just forgot about them. So we'll be relisting them here shortly. Hey, I'm Tobin Senior, your host. Be careful. Enjoy. Have a great weekend. God bless, and have a great rest of the day. I really appreciate the time you're spending with us. I appreciate the time that you spend conversing in any one of the chat rooms that we have. You're listening to The Real Side. Now go have fun.